This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
A quick note before the show, this podcast contains explicit language.
Tess, hello.
How are you feeling, Tariq? Is it just allergies?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's odd because it's like snowing, isn't it? I don't know if it's snowing up there, but it's definitely snowing here.
It's snowing here.
It's snowing?
Yeah. It's unusual, but it is. It's snowing.
You'll just have to do the whole show, Sadie, like this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this will help. It's New Music Friday for November 3rd. Tariq Moody from Radio Milwaukee and Ayana Contreras from WBEZ and Vocalo Radio. This is the rapper and singer TK Maidza. Her album out today is called Sweet Justice, and this is the song WUACV.
Going up like crypto, don't know what to do with my idol. I should buy my backup bag, but which I can't decide though. Flip the 4180, now you're checking out your vitals. Adding up 7, it's 187, homicidal. I'm video, I run through your city. I'm strapped with machete, believe me, I'm pity. I'm rocking, I'm ready, straight to the dome. Cause you're dreaming, I'm Freddy, you shouldn't have. Send me in me, dead it, and what I call a fight night. Couple things on the grill, that's a light bite. Two shots to the rear, that's a highlight. Did the price right, turn them off, night light. I just woke up and chose violence. 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 Ooh. Woke up and chose violence. Woke up and chose violence. Woke up and chose violence. Watch me kill the silence. Eat your heart out on a silver plate. They be fishy, so I'm eating steak. On the hook, I catch him with the bait. Get up on my face, it's civil play.
This song really got me. It's true, banger. I was like digging into the lyrics on this one because I was trying to figure out what 5150 meant. And I guess it's a code for involuntary psychiatric hold.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah. It's a code for psychiatric hold, suggesting that she's like unpredictable. She also used the code for 187, which is a homicide murder. So maybe she's using analogies of violence, but it's really about her standing up to the world. You know, I woke up, you can't take me on, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that little hook, I choose violence. I woke up this morning, chose violence. You know, I wake up every morning and I choose peace. So I can understand that choice is a real choice. They actually come from a similar place. Like, someone's testing you. You can choose violence or you can choose peace.
Yeah, I guess the thing that jumped out to me when I was listening to the album as a whole is that even when she's sort of menacing, like on this cut, and this whole album does not sound like this at all, but even when she gets more sinister or whatever, it is just still so hooky and infectious.
Turn to having through a hobby. I fear never choosing compliance. Many them are never tied to conscience. Talk a lot, but they are moving nonsense. Business only on the call. If you find me in the road, don't be trying to cut the show. Yeah, time corrected on the O. I'm the gas and the five and the smoke. Surprising with the moves, I've been climbing on the low. No, can't trust no man that's broke.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was super notable is how, like, when you look at the album in its totality, it feels very, very, very current. It feels exactly like what's happening right now. Like, if you were to create a time capsule for, let's say, urban alternative music, for lack of a better term, since me and Tariq are both on this call, this would be kind of it. You've got the sort of K-Trinata vibes, you've got the vaguely 90s vibes, you've got a lot of different vibes, and you also have a lot of great features. Amber Marcus on this record, you've got Duckworth on the record, you've got a lot of upbeat dance stuff, you've got a lot of, to your point, like menacing vibey stuff, you've got just like a full package.
And it's doesn't feel forced. It feels like this is her, who she is. Like some albums that try to do this sometimes sounds contrived or forced, but this is done effortlessly, right?
Yeah, it's interesting, Tariq, that you say that this really sounds very genuine, you know, not at all manufactured, because this album comes after a time when she was really struggling with her music and in her relationships, you know. She said she was feeling very stuck in unhealthy relationships, not grounded. She was spending a lot of time making music that she didn't even like. And so she took 6 months off, a whole half year, She cut some of those ties. She made new ones. She came back and she made this album, and it feels really inspired.
I don't need free throws. 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 I don't need free throws.
I'm killing your ego. That be the cheat code. I'm hidden place, keep it tight like a keyhole. I'm young and I'm legal. Know what I'm worth, so I bargain by kilos. It's a rap burrito. I look too good, damn it should be illegal. Home to Regal. I do no drama, no.
One of my favorites, the free throws. Just the, like, her swagger is just strong. And it, like, how she used reference to basketball and free throws is a crutch, and she don't do free throws, right? You know, she's
doesn't
like,
need them.
Leave me alone. I'm Karl Malone. It is such a fun album, and it just exudes bravado and confidence, and I love her vibe. I love her style. This is definitely her evolving into her own.
It does feel, I think, authentic, and, you know, every choice is made really to sort of highlight her voice. I walked in saying, I don't know if I'm going to like it, and I walked out saying, I want to hear it again, which is, yeah, you know, what you want in a record.
Tarika, it looked like you were going to say something else.
No.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
Yeah.
He's just trying to breathe.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to do.
I'm always grateful for that backup. You know, like when your nose is all stuffed up, then you're like, oh, thank God I've got this other way for breathing. That's handy.
Yeah.
All right, again, that's TK Maidza. Her new one is called Sweet Justice. There's also a new one out today from the artist Sen Morimoto. He's originally from Kyoto, but Ayana, he's now based there in Chicago, where you're at. He's also got his second full-length album out today. It's called Diagnosis. And from that album, this is the song Bad State.
At some point, you're gonna start.
Sen Morimoto is a discovery for me this week. Is he well known there in Chicago? Oh,
yeah? I think so. Yeah, I mean, like in that sort of DIY or like rocky kind of rock adjacent-y, jazzy scene. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Obviously, longtime collaborator Kaina all over this record, and he was all over all of her recordings, her previous recordings. Namdi, another DIY cat here in Chicago, also involved in this record. I love this sound, partly for nostalgic purposes, because it sort of reminds me of like sort of mid-late 90s Chicago indie, like Seeing Cake, Tortoise-y type of kind of art math rocky things happening. I also love his way with a pen, right? So there's a song called Feel Change where he goes, it didn't used to be content, it used to be art. These little non sequiturs that are just super, super thought provoking and like catch your ear, but there's definitely hooks and you get caught up. But just when you think you're sort of in that space of lulling into sort of a melodic space, a melodic funky space, he'll switch it up in a minute. He's like king of rhythm changes.
Time we were gonna see if the reason rhymes.
I love the themes of the record, dealing with like dealing with artists, dealing with mental issues, and dealing with our world of capitalism, superficial things in life. Tracks like St. Peter Blind, which has this hazy, trippy production and vocals with pronounced guitar stabs. But the line, people just believe in what's convenient, what's the meaning, what you need is something true. That's kind of like the tendency of people to believe in things that are easy or serve their immediate needs rather than seeking deeper truths and dealing with the real issues at hand.
What's convenient, what's the meaning? What you need is something true. Worry about someone else but you. Truth is, simple. That's the truth. No such thing as wasting youth. I can't keep this running charade up. Everything's made up, what do I do? What if you told me everything, and I mean everything, anything that you go through? Friendships, places, tensions, relatives, anything relevant.
Yeah, he's talked about how his earlier work was very introspective, but that he really kind of wanted to get out of his head, you know, and reflect a little bit more on the world around him and on these themes that you're all talking about. There's a song called Pain where he talks about how experiencing pain can create a very dark place inside of you.
Safe enough to stare at the sunrise and my new meanings. The life that I dreamt of's in a future I won't see, but I'll take anything. Give me a special place in hell if the sun rises, even if in my mind, 'cause that's all I needed to make it out the first time. And all it really takes is
you know, and I guess it leaves the question, what do you do with pain? I guess you could wake up and choose violence, or you could wake up and choose...
See what you did there.
But he also says, you know, as it creates that dark place in you, you know, he very clearly says, don't let that happen. Don't let it create that dark place in you.
That's an interesting thing that you're pushing on. I think he walks that walk so much, just in the very positive way that he approaches things, even if things don't go, you know, super califragilistic awesome. Like, he's always there with a smile, a kind word, you know. And that definitely reflects in this record, just like sort of an optimism.
Yeah, it's a very love-centered album, I felt like.
And not just romantic love, but just like a love for people and a belief. Yeah.
All right, again, that's Sen Morimoto. His album out now is called Diagnosis. We've got a few more releases yet that we want to talk about, but first let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy.
family, work, living a fuller life, Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. Don't settle, find love at first drive. Start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's New Music Friday from NPR. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ayana Contreras and Tariq Moody. We're taking a quick look at our picks for the best releases out now on November 3rd, including a new album from the UK electronic artist Actress. Actress is back with a new one called 88. It's the Roman numeral 88, so LXXXVIII. This is the song Push Power.
Push Power. Push power. Push power.
More violence. More violence. More violence.
Push power.
Easy to get lost in that four on the floor, but to me, this song is all about that piano.
Yeah, this piano throughout this album, which is, I think the piano kind of grounds it. Mm. Like it's, you know, there's electro, techno vibes, but sometimes when he has the piano sample, like on the track M2. The piano kind of takes it down. There's a conflict, but it works. Hmm. Like M2, the piano kind of reminds me of like Nujabes, the producer from Japan, that sample, but then they're conflicting. Like on the surface, it's like, this should work, but it does for me. And this whole album, like he really does take electronic music into more of a cerebral kind of headspace. Hmm. While a lot of electronic music, you know, is really about the body, the physical movement. While this can be, but it's also very cerebral. I mean, I'm sitting there just thinking about life, thinking about things, thinking about kind of visual settings, like it's a painting for me, right?
Yeah, what is it? Is it like a lecture to do homework to, like the YouTube channel? I don't know. kind of gives you that vibe. I was expecting more of like a thumper, and yes, there's thumps, but that wasn't really what this particular record was.
Yeah, it's more, it's like, it's music for my brain to dance to.
Yeah, I think the softer side of the dance floor. I don't know what you would call that space. There was like two tracks that actually really stood out to me. One of them was Typewriter World, because like the underpinning of it is actually like a deep house thing. But it's like, that's not the forefront at all. It's like very sparse and raw. But the one that was really actually very surprising was It's Me. I don't know if you heard that one. The one, it's got like a Johnny Gill sample
from the
Mo Money soundtrack. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, because it sounded a little bit like a sped up Michael Jackson.
No, it's Johnny Gill.
Oh, wow. I couldn't recognize it.
Recognize it at first either, but that lyric, there was just enough of the lyric for me to catch it.
This is definitely one of my favorite actress records. Like, there is a very high art vibe to it. It's like electronic music you put in a gallery.
I like the idea of music in a gallery. We did this episode on All Songs Considered eons ago about songs that should be retired. Like, maybe they're great songs, but they've just been played to death. And we joked about maybe these should just go to like the Smithsonian. And if you want to listen to them, that's where you go to listen to these songs. And how cool would it be if there was music like you had to go to the Art Institute to listen to it?
Yeah, there was a conversation about, like, is music now disposable? Is it art anymore just because of the streaming and how streaming takes away the experience of enjoying an album? You know, the TikTokification, as they call it, right?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's part of the reason why I think people are into vinyl right now, like it's kind of come back a little bit, is because the idea of an album as a piece, like a physical piece, but also just like a work in and of itself is so foreign to the platform of Spotify. Like, Spotify is not even created for that type of immersive listening, really. It is sort of like, I call it like a utility. You pay your bill and you turn on the spigot and music comes out. Like, I feel like that's the way most people are using it. Like, they just put on a playlist they like and let it roll forever and ever and ever. And then maybe every once in a while they might look up to see what the name of the thing is. But what is new is sort of the lack of access to some of the heart behind why the music is created. Like, it was much easier to pick up liner notes and read the liner notes and kind of, you know, do that sort of thing. You know, that's not there. So the general education around the music is sort of limited, and it's kind of, and it's sort of just floating in space, which it could be. I mean, you know, whatever, floating in space. If you think about it, before the album era, music was doing the same thing because, right, it was mostly a single-spaced environment, and you didn't know. They didn't know whether this person was from Cleveland scene or what have you. They just knew they liked the music. So, I mean, it's all kind of, you know, secular anyway.
Yeah. I like the way you put that, though, Ayana, that not having access to the heart of what was behind its creation in the first place. Well, we were talking about actress. I guess I should get back to that. The new album from actress LXXXVIII, the Roman numeral 88. It's a reference to infinity, the infinity loop, and you can kind of feel that music stretching into forever. I know there are several other releases that we're excited about this week, so we should just go around the virtual table here and share some of our personal picks that are out now. Ayana, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so Will Miller put out a record a few years ago, and that project is followed up now with really cool kind of jazzy, funky kind of thing called Reservoir. Involving a lot of cool people in Chicago, band Whitney, folks from Whitney. He played in Whitney, so there's like that. A Kenya who has not put out a lot of music, but one of the most striking vocalists out of Chicago today, I would say. It's just a really cool project, totally vibey.
Tariq, what do you got?
Yeah, my pick was Kevin Abstract at the album Blanket.
We'll be right back.
course, if you know Kevin Abstract, he's one of the Brockhampton co-founders, and that band is kind of on a indefinite hiatus. But Blanket is an album that's drowned in like this textures of emo and alternative rock. But according to Kevin Abstract, he wanted to make like a Sunny Day Real Estate Nirvana Modest Mouse type of record, but wanted to hit like a rap album. And it's good. It's really, really good. It's not like a, you know, when you think of like the old days of hip-hop and rock albums, which a lot of those were really bad. It's rock forward with like a hip-hop energy, if that makes sense.
All right, I got to mention the new Hillary Woods album out today. Maybe a moody note to go out on, but it's called Acts of Light. I listen to a lot of film scores. The creepier, the better. The new album from Hillary Woods is all like that. It's just these gorgeous, droning cellos and pads. It's super dark and moody. Absolutely love it. Acts of Light is the album from Hillary Woods. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Ayana Contreras and Tariq Moody. Thanks so much, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Now so we got too existential. I think that's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Why? Why music? All right, if you haven't already, sign up for our newsletter from NPR Music. It's the best way to keep up with new Tiny Desks, features, playlists, and a whole bunch more. You'll find it at npr.org/music-newsletter. If you want to go back and see a list of everything that we played and talked about on this week's show, you'll find it in the episode description of the podcast. And you can also hear full versions of the songs and a bunch of singles that came out this week in our expanded New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music and Spotify. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you're well. Take care and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election: guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.